Stop 2. Pond Chorus. The ice pond can be a noisy place in early spring. Visitors sometimes hear this racket from all parts of the farm. Are they ducks? No, these are the seasonal calls of wood frogs, golden brown frogs with a dark mask across the eyes. In early spring, hundreds of these small frogs congregate to breed and lay their eggs here. The ice pond can be home to other frogs as well. A display of life-sized frog replicas is attached to the top fence rail to the left of this trail marker, so you can compare the sizes of three frogs commonly found here. Spring peepers are tiny, 1-inch long tree frogs that also come to this pool to breed. Like wood frogs, they return to the woods and leave their tadpoles to mature quickly into adults and move on to land. Occasionally, you may hear the resonant jug-a-rum of a bullfrog. Or the short trill of a gray tree frog. Aquatic frogs, like the bullfrog and its smaller relative, the green frog, survive the winter at the bottom of the pond, absorbing oxygen through their skin. Terrestrial or land-dwelling frogs, like wood frogs, spring peepers, and gray tree frogs, bury themselves in leaf litter under logs or in mammal burrows near the pond. Wood frogs can literally freeze solid for a short period before thawing again in the spring. Other frogs have a natural antifreeze in their body fluids that allows them to survive the very low temperatures of a New England winter. There's a whole array of other creatures that live in the pond as well. Some, such as water fleas, water beetles, and isopods, spend their entire lives in the pond. Insects, like dragonflies and mosquitoes, spend their larval lives in the pond before becoming aerial adults. You may have already heard the familiar buzz of mosquitoes around your ears, and even the whir of dragonfly wings as they attempt to capture them. As much as we may dislike mosquitoes, their larvae provide food for many other species that live here, and the adults are food for other insects, frogs, bats, and many birds.